This is Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze, giving you the advice and information on protecting what matters the most in today's world. Phone lines open, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Protecting What Matters. I'm Barry Fisher.
And I'm Susan Blaze.
Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. This is PWM, Protecting What Matters, the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect your various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore institutions and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. Today's show features Dr. Sherry Gaber, animal chiropractor, who helps animals live their best lives. Other topics today, well, we're just going to get onto that stack that we seem to accumulate every week, and we've got some great information and news stories for you. Again, the KPRL call-in number, we're open for questions today, obviously, is 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL. So, Susan, what do you got out of the shoot?
I thought, since it's Valentine's Day and in honor of Dr. Sherry, I would tell a happy animal story. This is a story from a couple of years ago that I found this morning. It's about one of the huge animal preserves in Zimbabwe. And it involves a group of animal or wildlife doctors that were traveling in their jeep across the plains, and an elephant came out of the forest. This is going to make me start crying. And,
maybe you should have told me the story first.
I should have told you the story. And he kneeled down next to the side of the road and put his trunk up like he was asking for help. So, of course, they stopped. The animal had a huge gash on the top of its head. So they, the elephant laid down for them. They put, you know, anesthesia on its head and did what they needed to do and fixed the wound and waited until he got up and left, and he was good. So that's my story.
That's your animal story.
I know. Okay. I'm such a, that's a happy lover animal of animals. It
well,
is.
Well, you know, Dick and Kevin were talking about the Madagascar cockroaches at the Charles Paddock Zoo this morning. I thought that was a riot. I know you're listening, Kevin. That was, some of your comments were a riot. Anyway, Susan, you have the introductory honors today.
Yes, it is my honor to introduce Dr. Sherry Gaber, the animal chiropractor par excellence. She received her Doctor of Chiropractic in 1977 from the Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa. She's a certified American Veterinarian Chiropractic Association practitioner and the only animal practitioner certified by the National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. The essence of her practice is on balancing the body while focusing on the upper cervical spine to free the brain so it can fully communicate with the entire body for better health. Using this method, she has diagnosed and treated all kinds of animals for various issues, including rear leg weakness, digestive issues, and body soreness. She lives and practices on the Central Coast. We're so lucky about that. She has a whole menagerie of horses, cats, rabbits, dogs, chickens, and goats. She also maintains a practice in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where she used to live, to continue providing services to those clients. She has been a chiropractor for our dogs, who are now aging, for about 5 years. And I have to say, I was a little nervous about the first time I was recommended to Dr. Sherry, because I had already taken my older dog, Remy, to a chiropractor that crunched him so hard that he screamed. It was quite horrible. But she is nothing like that, very gentle, and has produced amazing results for our dogs. And in full disclosure, one of the reasons I'm having Dr. Sherry here today, in addition to providing great information, is that I would personally love to see her find a new place to work up in the northern county. She used to have an office in Atascadero. She just needs an office about once every 5 or 6 weeks. And that doctor's office that she was using retired. So if you have a place that you would be willing to share every few weeks, that would be awesome.
All right. Well, Sherry, thanks for joining us.
It's my great pleasure, and happy Valentine's Day. I love doing it on a love day.
So listen, I'm going to go off script right off the bat here. That big rabbit you were telling us about, how much does he weigh?
My his name is Finn. He's a black Flemish giant. He's 15 pounds. And by the way, he's my big boyfriend.
Well, it might be time for Weight Watchers. Anyway, all right. So you went to the Palmer College of Chiropractic, which is renowned around the world. That's the place to go if you're a chiropractor.
That's correct.
And so what's special about the Palmer School of Chiropractic?
Well, it's been around since 1895, and D.D. Palmer started it, then his son B.J. Palmer took it over, and my father graduated there in 1955. And my dad was actually holding me next to B.J. Palmer. When I show people that picture, they just go in awe because this was the developer of chiropractic. And he is the first chiropractor and chiropractic university that had an animal chiropractic clinic. So he started it, and he used to have all the animals, including circus animals, come to his clinic.
Wow. So how did you get interested in the field of chiropractic for animals?
Well, that's such a great story. First of all, my dad used to take care of our animals. So if one of our dogs, especially one, her name was Ginger Snap, all of a sudden couldn't use her tongue. So I took her to the vet, and this was like 11 o'clock at night. It was an emergency. She couldn't use her tongue. She couldn't lip up water.
She couldn't lick herself.
She couldn't lick herself, for God's sakes. So I brought her back to the house, told my dad, you have to take care of her. You have to check her. You have to adjust her. So 11:30 at night, we're at his office, and he checked her, found out that the first vertebra was out of alignment, and later on, neurologically, I figured out why that nerve was affected. So he adjusted her very gently, because the type of chiropractic we use is all based on angles, not force, so the vertebra slip back in place. Anyway, so he adjusted her, we took her back home, and she immediately went to the water bowl and lapped up her water.
She's probably
That's
thirsty.
Great.
So
yeah.
That was a big experience for me. And if we had any other animals that were out of alignment, because I grew up with other rabbits and birds and you name it, we would always check them and make sure that they were in alignment. And so they were healthy, functioning well, and moving well.
Great.
So did you ever practice on humans?
I did with my dad for 18 years, and he was an internationally renowned chiropractic researcher, and I have to say how honored I am to have been his daughter. I have to just mention this because no one hardly does this. He did a triple blind study, medically supervised, on high blood pressure, and it was reprinted in Hypertension Magazine, and he was interviewed Good Morning America. Then he did a four-month study on chronic fatigue, which has symptoms of 8 or 9 different categories, and he had the best results of getting people out of chronic fatigue. Then he was also written up in the Autism Magazine because he would take care of and also medically supervised autistic children that were adjusted, and most of them were able to take off their glasses, and they were learning faster and went up to bigger grades.
Wow. And he did all this through chiropractic medicine.
All through chiropractic, clearing the brainstem, 300 trillion nerves.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So tell us more about this specific type of chiropractic technique you use and how it's different from other methods of chiropractic.
Well, it's a real specialization. There's not very many people that are doing it in the world, but there are quite a few doing it in the country, and we always suggest that you keep on going to get certified. It's quite the process, but it's worth going through because the accuracy is awesome. The brainstem, which is the neurology coming out of the brain that the first vertebra surrounds, there's 300 trillion nerves there. And if you have a misalignment of the first vertebra being misaligned, two thicknesses of fingernail, there's no neurological interference to cause the brain not controlling the health of the body. If the first vertebra is misaligned three thicknesses of a fingernail, which is 3/4 degree on a protractor, then you have neurological interference on the brainstem. Then the muscle center that says muscles relax down the whole spine gets interfered with, and then you have the result of abnormal tight muscles down your whole spine, muscles. As we all know, muscles move bones. So then your hips get twisted, your sacrum gets twisted, you have a tight back, one leg gets shorter than the other. Then you can't stand up really well against gravity. And gravity's the biggest stressor in life. So therefore, and normally I say we think it's relationships, but it's really gravity. Yeah. Gravity's the biggest stressor in life. So if you can stand up against gravity, you have better coordination, better control of your stepping, so less accidents happen, and you get to grow older standing up straight. And animals, then they, if the animal's body is balanced, then your energy goes for health. And that's the big thing. So if you want your animal to live a long, healthy life, you want them to be balanced.
And so then, I know we're running out of time here, and you might not be able to answer this, but so you're saying there's 300 trillion nerves, and just based on where the pressure is off, right, that's going to affect a different part of the body.
Absolutely, because all these nerves, and nerves are communication wires, depends on how badly you're misaligned and how much the brainstem is being interfered with.
Okay.
All right. Sherry, we'll take up the next question after the break. Our call-in number is 805-238-KPRL. We'll talk to you in a few.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The FBI is analyzing the suspected Chinese spy balloon components recovered from waters off the South Carolina coast.
Important electronics and sensors were removed and are expected to have high intelligence value. U.S. defense officials say they would not have been able to recover the payload of the Chinese balloon if it had not been taken down over the water.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. California Senator Dianne Feinstein won't be running for re-election in 2024.
The 89-year-old Democrat was elected to the Senate in 1992 and is the oldest serving senator in Congress. Some candidates have already declared their candidacy for Senator Feinstein's seat, including Congress members Katie Porter and Adam Schiff.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Turkey's president says more than 35,000 people have now died in last week's earthquake. Thousands more are dead in Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company, serving the Central Coast for over 50 years with all your garage door needs, residential or commercial. Hammond has the right door system for any application. As a local, family-owned company, Hammond Overhead Door Company is committed to providing the superior products you want and the personal service you deserve. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
The 40th Annual Ladies Conference at the Colony Park Community Center on Traffic Way in Atascadero is back on March 10th and 11th. Please join ladies from all over the county for a God-centered program. The dynamic guest speaker is Kim Meter. Kim experienced healing that only Jesus Christ can give after a tragic childhood experience. Kim is an author. Her husband and her run Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch in Bend, Oregon, and she travels all over to speak at many well-known events. Worship music is back from Lisa Reef in the music ministry for over 41 years and Courtney Spears for 28 years. Don't miss this inspirational event. For reservations or more information, go to ladiesconference.com. That's ladiesconference.com or call 466-0992.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Dr. Sherry Gaber, animal chiropractor. Our KPRL call-in line is 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL.
Great. So, Dr. Sherry, you, in the last segment, you talked about how most of your treatment and the focus is on the brain stem and the first vertebrae. So what type of diagnostic methods do you use to determine the specific things you have to do for an animal?
Great question. The first thing I do is I look if the head is level. So I look at the eye sockets, I look at the ears, and if the head is misaligned, let's say I see a low eye on the right, and people can do this for their own animals. Just have them stand and be in front of them and look to see if their eyes are level, because that's the first misalignment at the highest neurological level of the nervous system. So if the head is misaligned, let's say down on the right, I know the right rear leg will not be able to talk to the brain on that side because it's interrupting a big nerve that's connecting to the legs and tendons of that leg, so it can't get past the misalignment of the head. The next thing I do is I feel for the first cervical vertebra. It's called the atlas, and I feel to see if it's right underneath the skull or if it feels like it's misaligned on the right side or to the left side. And let's say it's misaligned, I feel it higher on the right. That means the atlas vertebra has misaligned into the left side of the nervous system. Then I know it's affecting that big nerve coming up from the left rear leg. So then I can predict in that particular type of case, both rear legs won't be able to talk to the brain. And then you will see rear leg weakness on both rear legs or one.
Interesting.
So are there any other tips that an animal owner, you can give our listeners, that, you know, if they're going to tip them off that the critter's got a problem and they need to see you?
Oh, sure. Well, I would first, besides looking at the head, feel alongside on both sides of the spine, see if there's any trigger points or tightness. You could also look at the top line of the body and if it looks arched. And then you can, and this is pretty simple, pick up a rear paw and turn it upside down. So that means take the front part of the, we're talking about the rear legs, take the paw and turn it upside down so the top of the paw goes on the floor. And if it's slow or if it stays there, that's an indication that your animal's out of alignment.
That's interesting.
Pretty simple, yeah.
So how does chiropractic care coordinate with veterinary care? How do you interface with their veterinarians?
You know? Well, I think it works hand in hand. There are certain cases that are not chiropractic cases. One example is I gave my dog something.
I think we have a call.
I guess we have a call.
One example is...
Good afternoon.
Hey,
how are you?
Many years ago, I had a very elderly horse, and I was doing everything I could to keep her healthy. And I had a chiropractor come out. This was many years ago, and I don't even remember who it was. But he just did wonders for her. You could just hear her big old back crack and everything, and she would prance around afterwards. And anyway, so when I hear you talking about chiropractic for animals, it just makes me happy because there's so much that can be done for animals that are beyond the vet. And anyway, I wanted to thank you for today's show, and I really appreciate
what
you do.
Welcome, and thanks
for
calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, great.
To continue answering that question, I believe it goes hand in hand, i.e., if an animal has a dental procedure or any type of surgery, even if it's for what they call an ACL injury, an animal always goes out of alignment because the first vertebra is the most movable vertebra of the entire spinal column. So if they go under surgery, they have to hyperextend the head and neck back, and that always will misalign the first cervical vertebra, and you'll have brainstem interference.
Okay, great.
Thanks for calling Protecting What Matters. What's your question or comment?
My comment is many accolades to this lady because she saved my dog's life.
Wow.
My dog just got up going to the front door and collapsed, and she couldn't move. I called my chiropractor, and she was on vacation, but she recommended Sherry. So this lady let us come out to her house. It was midnight by the time we got out there. She came out, and I thought she was doing a prep and just looking at the dog. We laid her on the ground, and she was so gentle. I was sure that she was just seeing what might it be. She fixed her. then she walked away, and I said, okay, now what are you going to do? And she said, I just did it. And then my dog got up, and she was great. And she lived several years after that. I cannot say enough for this lady and the health and the well-being that she gives many dogs.
Oh, thank you. You're making me want to cry because I do this out of the center of my heart, as you know. And I'm glad. I'm glad. Thank you for your phone call,
thank
honey.
Thank you so much
thank
for the
you
call.
For your phone call.
God bless you.
Wow. Yeah, you can't get a better recommendation than that. Where were we? I know, this is the second time I've cried today. We're doing good. Okay.
Well, it goes hand in hand with veterinarian care, and I wish I could. When I was living in Santa Fe, I worked out of 8 or 9 different vet clinics, and I worked with the veterinarians, and I worked at a wildlife center for 5.5 years with Dr. Ramsey. And often she would say, Sherry, go to the bathroom. There's a client waiting for you. And I'd say, what is it? She'd just say, just go in there. Take care of it. And it was a fawn that was hit by a car and couldn't stand up.
Oh.
So I looked at the head. I felt for the first vertebra. I could predict which rear leg or both rear legs were being affected. And then the body weight compensates and the whole top line gets arched and the front legs are being stressed out. Anyway, so I adjusted the fawn. Stood up, did a big shake, and we were able to release the fawn. So,
wow, amazing.
Yeah. Well, so that leads us to the next question. What kind of animals have you treated? And what's the most unusual one that you've worked on?
Well, I got to tell you, talking about Africa, there was an animal chiropractor that was being interviewed, and he was adjusting all these African animals, and he goes, but the one thing I'll never adjust is a porcupine. And I looked at him on TV, and I'm going like, you are a wimp. So I've adjusted a porcupine.
Really?
And because Dr. Ramsey, again, said this porcupine has a scoliosis, can you do something? Well, the brainstem has those two muscle centers, and I felt the first vertebra, and the porcupine let me do it.
How did he know that it had scoliosis?
Oh, the porcupine was just adapting and compensating, but Dr. Ramsey knew and saw the scoliosis.
That's incredible. Did you have to wear gloves when you did the porcupine?
I should have.
Yeah. Oh. Did you get any spines in your fingers?
I did, and so I learned a big lesson that you have to pull your hand away faster. Then the porcupine walked away faster and more balanced, and so that was a good thing.
So on a usual basis, though, you do dogs, cats, horses. What other animals do you do routinely?
Donkeys. I've done pet skunks. Let's see. I did a
rabbits.
Buffalo.
You just did your rabbits, rabbit, right?
Absolutely. So, and the rabbits, and I've also volunteered my time at Buns in Santa Barbara. I've adjusted some of their rabbits. Love that place. And let's see. Just anything that moves. I've checked a snake, but it didn't need to be adjusted.
Oh, God. Like, wow.
Tell me about the buffalo.
Well, I read about his story in a newspaper in Santa Fe, and basically, I said, this buffalo needs to be adjusted. So I contacted the editor, and they told me where the owner was, and I was willing to go anywhere in the state, and he happened to be 5 miles away from my house. So what happened was this buffalo was owned by Verrill Goodnight, a very famous artist, who needed a baby buffalo for measurements to do a bronze of her great-great-grandmother, and Marianne Goodnight, who saved the buffalo west of the Rockies. So they found this baby buffalo, 6 days old. They raised him in the house with the dogs, and he didn't know he was buffalo. But then, when he was 400 pounds, they decided to give him to the Taos Pueblo. But he didn't know he was a buffalo, so he got scared of the other baby buffaloes that the Taos Indian buffalo herder put aside. And he went straight into a steel fence, and he couldn't get up. He had flaccid paralysis, which means all four legs couldn't move. So they took him to Colorado State University. They put him in a hammock and a sling, and gave him acupuncture. So this was all written up in the newspaper article, and I said, I have to adjust this buffalo. So then, you know, now he's 1,400 pounds, and I went to see him, and I saw the head tilt. I felt his vertebra, his first vertebra. He has big horns, so the only way to keep his head straight and my arms not to be broke, he either wanted to eat carrots or, I hope I could say this online, smell a crotch. So then it was time to get him adjusted.
That's pretty much pushing the line.
Because he was, and because of the head concussion, he couldn't use his right rear leg well, so he couldn't walk in a straight line. That's why I said I have to adjust this buffalo. So one of the veterinarians at the Wildlife Center, she came out with me. My husband came out with me. We got carrots, and it was time for me to adjust this buffalo. I stood on a cooler, and he didn't want the carrots. So then I looked at my husband. I said, we need your crotch.
Oh,
here we go again.
Uh-oh.
And you know, we're going to get a call.
We're going to get thrown off of this station. Kevin's okay.
And he didn't want to come to the fence. So the female veterinarian said, all right, I'll come to the fence and give him my crotch. And I got him adjusted, and he walked straight on.
Okay. That's,
yeah, nothing worse than a buffalo that can't walk in a straight line.
No,
you know?
No.
So, and now, you can't see Sherry out there, but she is a very tiny woman, very petite. I mean, and so how do you work on animals like horses and buffalo?
Well, like I said earlier, everything is angle. So the bottom of the skull, and I've done a lot of research on this, and I have a lot of bones in my office. And so the bottom of the skull is at 45-degree angle. And just like any carpenter, you know what angle to, let's say, use a hammer to get things straight. All I have to do is visualize the angle that I have to just give impetus for the vertebra to move or the skull to lift up. It's just giving it a little impetus to slide.
Right, because I've seen you work on my dogs, and what you do is just a gentle, like, push with your finger. It's not anything violent, but it seems to work.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
The easier, the better.
Mm-hmm. So are there any specific issues which you would not treat because of chiropractic care? Is there anything in particular?
That's a great question. So back to my dog that I was saying that I gave her something and she had an allergic reaction. She couldn't open her eyes. So what I first did is I cleared her brainstem. She was out of alignment because you want better blood circulation and you want all the nerves to work, but that wasn't a situation. She needed some veterinarian care, and I took her to the vet the next day, and it was an allergic reaction. We got the right magic eye drops. So that's a situation. But you always want the brainstem, 300 trillion nerves, to be clear so the body and brain can work together to heal.
Right. Well, on that note, when we return, we'll continue our conversation with animal chiropractor Sherry Gaber.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A volatile trading session with stocks ending mixed after data showed inflation cooled but remained hot enough to keep the Fed on track for further interest rate hikes. The Consumer Price Index climbed 6.4% in January from a year earlier, which was down slightly from December. And Dow member Coca-Cola stock falling over 1% after the beverage giant reported a stronger than expected 7% rise in quarterly revenue, but said it expects sales growth to slow over the rest of the year. And shares of Avis jumping 10%. After the auto rental company beat fourth quarter profit expectations by a wide margin. The Dow winners, Chevron, Boeing, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Honeywell, Caterpillar, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 157 points. The NASDAQ up 68. S&P 500 down a point. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. They do not care if the value of your retirement is sacrificed. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you ready to move your interior wish list to the done list? Knights Carpets and Interiors has you covered with savings. Save on European oak hardwood floors at an unbelievable $6.95 per square foot. Save with window treatment rebates. Save with window treatment tax credits. For a free estimate, call 237-1400. Visit Knights Carpets and Interiors, 3320 Ramada Drive, or go to knightscarpets.com.
Looking to redecorate your home with a Western vibe? Come into Copper and Lace at Reminisce Antiques, 1344 Pine Street in downtown Paso Robles. At Copper and Lace, we have Western-inspired bedding, home decor, handcrafted leather table runners, and one of the largest selections of cowhides on the Central Coast. Be sure to think of Copper and Lace for all your Western-inspired decorating. Copper and Lace at Reminisce Antiques, 1344 Pine Street in downtown Paso Robles.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Dr. Sherry Gaber, animal chiropractor. Our call-in line is 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL.
So, Dr. Sherry, what is the youngest animal you ever treated?
Great question. I had a friend who was a breeder for Mastiffs, and they were probably just a couple days old, and they were falling over more than she thought they should be. And their eyes were still closed, starting to open, so I did a house call, and I found most of them already at 3 or 4 days old, already out of alignment. So if your eyes are closed and you don't know what you're stepping over, you could fall head over, you could, you know, fall down a stair. So I've done young puppies, and then often with training, sometimes they pull too hard on a collar, so puppies are misaligned because of pulling too much on a collar. I always recommend harnesses. And then just also sometimes early surgeries like a spay or a neuter, again, the dog is going to be out of alignment. And even to say, well, how about you just check my animal and let me know if they're in or out of alignment and not wait for symptoms. That's the whole thing about healthcare. You don't have to wait for symptoms.
Great.
So are there any specific things that animal owners should do with their animal before or after treatment? Or not do with their animal?
For instance,
after Remy has gotten his treatments, you said don't let him run around with the other dogs. Well, that's unfortunately impossible with this pack of wild animals that we have. But are there any things like that? They have to be still, they have to be,
Well, initially, and depending on the age of the dog, I always say, just like if you're adjusted or if you're getting over a cold, you want rest. We only have so much energy. I want that energy to go for healing and for health. That's why I say at least for, if possible, 4 days of just laying low. And with the horses, I say the same thing. But as future visits happen, then you don't need the 4 days off because the animal has gotten stronger and there's not so much healing that has to be done.
How often should an animal get chiropractic treatments?
Well, here's the good thing about what I do. I get the head balanced, the first vertebra right underneath the skull, then the entire spine gets balanced because those two muscle centers in the brainstem. Then, after the alignment, I give the owner a piece of paper that supports how to protect the adjustment. Like, tug of war is not a good thing to play with your dog. Tug of war is not good. And if I asked you to hold on to something and then I would just jerk left and right, you would not want to be my friend anymore, even though the dogs love it.
They do love it.
I know. I would say, if they want to play tug-of-war, let them pull straight back, and then you let go of whatever they want to play tug-of-war with. If you want to play frisbee or ball, I say keep it low on the ground. So those are some of the things. Try to use a harness versus a collar. If it's a small dog, especially small dogs with long spines, because they can go out of alignment so easily, like dachshunds or chihuahuas, try not to have them jump down anything too high.
Okay. So before we go to the next question, Susan, on the ask, okay, we have some time here. So, mm-hmm. Sherry, do you have any other great stories about animals you've treated and the results that have come about?
Oh, my God. I wish we had more time to talk. I mean, there are so many besides the mountain lion cubs that I adjusted, golden eagles, bald eagle, some of the owls. But one of the stories that everyone could put their arms around is a horse. I was called into Alamo Pintado, which is in Santa Ynez, because there was a big, beautiful black Frisian who lost the feeling of his rear legs. And I came there, and he was in a sling, and his rear legs were crossed, and he was on his tiptoes. He could not feel his rear legs. So, of course, he's at one of the best facilities in our state. And basically, it was a neurological interference. I don't know what caused him to be out of alignment, but he could not feel his legs. They had to put a chain around his fetlock and pull him in the trailer to get him to Alamo Pintado. So I looked at the head. I saw the head misaligned. I felt for the first vertebra. It was out of alignment. I could predict both rear legs, could not talk to the brain. And so I adjusted him, got the head on straight, got the atlas to move right underneath the skull, and immediately he took his legs, uncrossed them, and then put his feet straight down on the ground.
Wow.
So he immediately, that big nerve, it's called the lateral spinal cerebellar nerve tract that connects from the muscles and the tendons all the way up the spine, then through the first vertebra to the brain, and said, I feel my legs.
That's amazing.
That is.
And, I mean, and he's being ridden now. It's been years.
So wow. When you talk about treating some of these exotics like porcupine or an eagle, I mean, what kind of protective gear are you wearing so they don't tear you apart?
Well, with the eagles, we all had to put goggles on and gloves. And it was a real procedure where I'm holding on to the right leg, I'm holding on to the left leg, I'm giving you the right leg, I'm giving you the... So certain animals, you have to have good coordination with your assistant. And the porcupine, I should have worn a glove, but I wanted to feel that first vertebra very distinctly. And then when the, and this is kind of like an important thing, when the wildlife veterinarian said, I want you to just follow me. And I said, where are we going? She goes, just follow me. And all of a sudden we're going to see a young bear that was hit by car.
Oh.
So she was a pretty high energy woman, is a pretty high energy woman. And my first experience was how to bring your energy to center. So then you could be with an animal that might be scared and that you could do your work. And then they feel that you're comfortable and you're not, you're just there with your heart, and then you could do a good job. And we did.
That's wow.
And the bear was able to be released.
That's amazing. It's got to be so gratifying to do this work.
It feeds my passion. And, yeah. You know, what's life about?
Really?
Well,
yep.
You know, you're so tiny, I could see that eagle just picking you up. Flying away with you. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually the crane, egret, that almost picked me up and took me away.
Really?
So anyway.
You have stories that go on. Yeah. I want to hear about the cougars. You said you adjusted cougars.
Oh, that's a great story. So there were three three-day-old baby mountain lions that were brought in because the mama lion, mountain lion, was shot, and the guy that shot her only did that because the mountain lion was going after his dog, but he didn't know that there were babies in mm-hmm. the den, and he felt horrible about it. After he found out, he brought the babies to the wildlife center, and he was crying because he didn't want to hurt anything, and he didn't know that there were babies. So this is like a trauma that the mountain lion babies, the cubs, experienced of their mother's weight falling on them. So again, a trauma can happen very young, and then you just never know when the symptoms are going to show up. So when they were 6 days old, all of a sudden, their rear legs weren't working. They couldn't stand. So Dr. Ramsey asked me to check the three. I did. I adjusted the three, and they were able to get up and then start jumping all over in their den. Then she kept these three mountain lions with her dog and a deer on her ranch.
Wow.
And right before they went to the Albuquerque Zoo, they're 5 months old now, she said, Sherry, I think you want to say goodbye to these mountain lions. And I saw that the mountain lions were playing with the deer, playing with the German Shepherd. No one knew who was prey or predator. And they all, the three mountain lions, came up to me, and I was able to hug them. They remembered. I mean,
wow.
I
That's
find that
amazing.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Jeez.
Wow.
Just amazing.
So we know you're looking for some space up here in the North County to do some of your work. You know, so what would be ideal for you?
Well, all I need is one room, and the other veterinarian in Tuscadero that I was working with, God bless her, she retired. She gave me one day every 6 weeks, and it just worked out great.
Yeah, so if anyone up here has a room, especially, I think you said you'd prefer a Tascadero just because it's a shorter drive, or Morro Bay, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
If anyone out there has a room that they'd be willing to let Sherry use every few weeks, it'd be awesome.
And maybe if you have a passion for exotic animals, Sherry will let you
play with them. Absolutely. It'd be my great pleasure.
Yeah. So how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I've got a cell phone, 505-690-1107. Again, 505-690-1107. That's probably the best way to get me. Otherwise, my email address is drsherryg@gmail.com.
And then you have your website.
Oh, my God. I love my website. So it's sherrygabertdc.com. Everyone look at this website. You'll love it.
10-4. All right. Sounds great. So when we return, Sherry will stay here in the fourth segment to answer any questions. So if you have any call-ins, please do so. And then we're going to talk about next week's show and some stuff from our perpetual stack of great topics. So stand by.
Nick Madera, CPA in Atascadero. What is the ERC, the Employee Retention Credit?
My kind of take on it, in layman's terms, it's a thank you to business owners for keeping their employees on payroll during the pandemic. Basically, you're reclaiming payroll expenses for those employees you kept on during the pandemic, but there's rules you got to play by. There's two ways to qualify. One of them is you were directly affected by a government shutdown. So restaurants, retail, had to close their doors, automatic qualifier. The other way is you had to have a 50% drop in gross revenue comparative from like 2020 through 2019, the same quarter, and then from 2021 between 2020 and 2019. So there's various ways you can calculate it to see if you meet that 50% threshold. That's how a lot of companies are doing this thing. So it's all based on payroll.
Make sure your business takes advantage of every deduction available. For more information on the Employee Retention Credit, the person to talk to is Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero. Call 805-466-7249.
I don't know what to do.
About what?
My wife wants to remodel the kitchen, but we don't have that kind of money.
Want to see what we did? Take a peek at this.
Wow, that looks great. Who did your remodel?
It's not a remodel. I had Espeak Painting paint our cabinets. Now they're like new, and they're my wife's favorite color.
Espeak Painting, huh?
Yeah, they're local, right here in Atascadero. They're easy to deal with, from the estimate all the way to the final brush stroke. And getting a quote was easy. I did it online. It's way cheaper than a remodel.
And I better take a peek at this Espeak Painting.
Well, you know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
You got that right.
Take a peek at Espeak Painting and get a beautiful new look for your cabinets without an expensive remodel. Espeak specializes in cabinet painting as well as residential exteriors, interiors, and HOAs. Take a peek at Espeak Painting. Book a quote appointment quickly and easily 24/7 at espeakpainting.com. That's S-P-E-E-K-Painting.com.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're still here with Dr. Sherry Gaber, a pet chiropractor. And again, if you have any questions for her, you can call us at 805-238-5775. And as we close out the show, the couple things I'd like to do is we have a couple articles from the stack that may be of interest to you, and we also want to preview next week's show. So one of the articles that I picked up, I think it was just a couple of days ago, is an article from the Wall Street Journal, and it says, you might live longer, the headline is, you might live longer than you think, your finances might not. And the byline is, financial planning tends to overlook longevity, a factor that can far exceed life expectancy. So since Susan and I have been so involved over the years with long-term care insurance and issues related to that, we always taught the difference between, talk to our folks that are agents that we trained, about the difference between life expectancy and your longevity. Because the fact is, and I know you're going to, you know, cock your head when you hear this, the longer you live, the longer you'll live. And here's what I mean by that. Generally speaking, once people turn 65, all the people that died before age 65 don't really play into that life expectancy number any longer. In fact, life expectancy, when you talk about life expectancy, you're part of an age group that's being looked at. And if they say your life expectancy is age 80, that means that of that group that was starting at 65, and half will be there by age 80. You might be the half that doesn't make it. You might be the half that does make it. So what this article talks about is that there's good news. We're all living longer, despite the COVID stuff. You know, there was a little downward blip in life expectancy. But the fact is, we're all living longer. And demographers and actuaries, this is the important part for your financial planning, make the following distinction between life expectancy and longevity. And I'm quoting from the article. Life expectancy refers to the average number of years someone will live from a given age, whereas longevity refers to how long that person might live if everything goes well. Okay, typically expressed as a probability of living beyond a certain age. So let's say age 85, 90, or 100.
And is it not true, maybe you're going to come to this, that like once, if you live to 80, then you have like a greater chance of hitting right. 90, and it's like the longer you live, the longer you live, right?
Right, right. The longer. Yeah. So if you make it to age 85, and I looked at this on a chart today from the Center of Medicaid Services. If you make it to age 85, you still have a life expectation of another 6 or 7 years, and then if you make it that 6 or 7 years, you still have a life expectation of another 4 or 5 years potentially. So again, the longer you live, the longer you live. And what matters for most people, and again, I'm quoting from the article, the life expectancy and longevity risk of their specific age group going forward. Okay, so if you're 65, the death rates of people ages 0 to 64 are no longer part of your calculation. Of course, pandemics and other health risks and medical advances might alter these calculations, but consider where things stand now. Okay. And actually, if you want to see how this works, I did some research, and if you want to email me at info@blazenbear.com, there's some great websites that you can go to and put in factors about your age and your health, and it'll give you what your longevity looks like. And so and it's really cool. Now, I lied to it, and it said I was going to live to 102. But they didn't ask me who I was married to. No, just kidding. Oh,
my goodness. Yeah, really.
So let me just put a finer point on this before we get to the end of the show, and then we'll move on to what next week's going to be. So according to the latest data from the Social Security Administration, the oldest members of Generation X born in 1965 will reach full Social Security retirement age 67 in 2032. From that point forward, long after the pandemic, at this okay, healthy non-smoking males would have a 47% chance of living to age 90, while females would have a 57% chance of making it to 90. If you're a millennial, and I'm just going to skip forward to this, you'll have a much better chance of making it to 90 by 5 percentage points. So again, with the improving healthcare and you know whatever we're trying to do to ourselves, health, again, it's how you take care of yourself. It's your lifestyle that adds to all this. So the bottom line when it comes to financial planning is this: you can't plan that you're going to die when they say your life expectancy is 79. You got to, and then the other factor, of course, is we don't know if Social Security is going to be around to help you maintain your lifestyle. Because most financial advisors will say that most people will rely on their savings and investments and Social Security. So you need to plan ahead. I know it's no fun, you know, but people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan.
Right. And so you've got to prepare for the long haul financially as Correct. Well as health-wise.
Correct.
Yep.
So as we come up on the end of the show, so next week's show, we are going to... Next week's show is going to be, and I just lost my notes for next week's show. We are going to circle back on some of the topics that we've touched on in the past, okay, and in past shows. And we want to take it a little slower because sometimes, as Susan and I have done some analysis, we love it when you call in, but sometimes we think we just go too fast and we don't give you a chance to call in. So next week, we want it to be kind of like, just open line Tuesday next week, asking us questions that you may have from past shows and giving us some ideas of what kind of topics you'd like going forward. But one of the topics that I'm going to circle back on, because I know we have a lot of business owners listening to the show, is we're going to go take a swing back at business valuation and talk a little bit about why that's important. Okay, and Susan, I know you want to talk a little bit about your grief recovery work.
Right. Yes, I do help people recover from grief. There's grief happening all the time among people, just not only from death or loss of a relationship, but for many other reasons. And it's just good to know that it's something you can recover from, and I can help you with some basic facts about that.
Right. And then, of course, if you don't call us, we have a perpetual number of articles on our stack to discuss. So remember, Blazon Bear Insurance Services is here to help you protect what matters most. With the strategic use of life, disability, long-term care insurance, fixed annuities, and business valuation. Contact us at 805-635-7200 or info@blazonbear.com. Thanks for being with us today. We'll talk to you next week.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze. Send your questions and show topic ideas to Barry@blazonbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com. Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.